God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a purpose-driven message. The Encouraging Word. This is The Encouraging Word featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And today's message on how the fact that we are purpose-driven is a great way to peel back some of the things that maybe we don't even understand about ourselves on how we can grow in our faith and just become a more well-rounded follower of Jesus Christ. As we do so, we're available for you. We're connecting already online at tewonline.org. That's also a great place to discover not only more resources like this, but this very broadcast. Perhaps you've not listened all week long. You want to catch up with where we are. All the details are online at tewonline.org. Or you can always call us for prayer at 866-899-9673. We'd love to connect with you. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Lord, these are incredible days. They are perplexing days. They are difficult days. They good days. They wonderful days. They blessed days. We come together as God's people. People everywhere, from every walk of life, in every disposition, and every circumstance. And our purpose is to just come and to worship you and to seek your face. And Lord, as we have been worshiping you, our hearts are being opened and we're listening, we're waiting, we're wanting, we're searching. And right now we pray that by your Spirit you'd speak to us in a very deep, deep way. This is our prayer that we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'm going to show you something amazing. This is really, if the Lord speaks to you today, this is the final in my 7-part series introducing 1 Peter to us, because our life groups are studying 1 Peter. You're breaking this down in detail. But in 1 Peter, God tells us something about us. I'm a Christian man, and God evidently wants me and you to know something about ourselves. And these things are very significant. You'll remember that our subject was, we are united. It doesn't matter what issue we face, where we've been, what's gone on, we are one in Christ. We are purpose-driven. The most incredible thing about being a Christian man and a Christian woman is that you and I, in Christ, are purpose-driven. We know who we are, why we are, where we are, what we are. We've got purpose in life. It means that you can have real meaning in life. I'm just going to read the first two verses. Just listen to this. This is what God says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. That is just so powerful. Arm yourself with the same way of thinking that Christ himself did, as he gave of himself even to the point of his suffering and his willingness to go to the cross. Arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but rather that you as believers would live according to the will of God. Back in the early 70s, that's what happened to me. That's what happened to Bob. That's what happened to Dave Lindheim. That's what happened to thousands of you worshiping the Lord Jesus today. All of a sudden, you gave up on your own pursuit and you said, I'm going to now follow the will of God for my life, which is the best life ever. And what he's trying to tell us here is that as believers, you and I are purpose-driven. Now, I'm going to just unpack this. Why are we purpose-driven? I've kind of try to extrapolate some of the thoughts that he's sharing with us here. I want to just share them with you. Why are we purpose-driven? Why do I have such purpose in my life? What was it about me as a young man that all of a sudden my whole life became different? And if you knew me, when Bob met me, I had a beautiful girlfriend. I was into athletics, and I'd been in the military, and I wanted to seize the world and do this, and into the fishing and to the things that we did in Africa, and it was wide open, but yet I couldn't find peace in my heart and in my life. And then I gave my life to Christ, and all of a sudden my whole life became purpose-driven. I became armed in myself with the same way of thinking that Jesus Christ gives to me by His Spirit. Why? Why does Peter say we are purpose-driven? Number one, because we know better. We're purpose-driven because we know better. Look at verse 3. For in the time past, you know what the pagans were doing, because you were part of their practices. And he actually outlines it. He says, here's what they were doing: living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. Hello! Bob, you're sitting here today. I'm talking. I've got a man who was there. So I'm going to tell all of you. I remember some of those nights. Bob will remember them. He was there. We were there together. Some of those nights, we tried it all. There were some nights that we would go out and get ourselves motherless. I've had nights when I have been so drunk I couldn't think. And all the other students and ex-military people, that's what you did. It was like, you want to have a real crown on your head, just join in with everybody. I tried it. The party scene. He actually names it here. I wanted to be with it. We wanted to, man. We called them cheese and wine parties and all kinds of stuff, if I remember. And the whole idea was just get all these young people together and just drink yourself into a hole. I remember that night, Bob. You remember that day sitting out there in that little African river down in the middle of nowhere where there was nothing, not a restaurant or anybody around, in miles and miles and miles. And I, in my head, as we were talking on my deck the other day, it was all just refreshing my heart how Dave Lindheim and I looked at you from Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, and said, Bob, all this stuff that we've been trying doesn't work. It's not giving us happiness. It's not filling us. It's all it is just a big lift, whatever it is, and everybody gets around and everybody mocks everybody, and the rest sit around on the curbs just throwing up. They're so sick. It's just nothing. It just leads to nothing. And the next day, second verse, the same. So all you do is wait for the next night to come around so you could go and do it again and just drown yourself and get involved in this and get in with the in crowd. Bob, I am tired of nothingness. And I ran into Jesus. And all of a sudden, my life has become meaningful. I've taken a drink of the living water. What is he saying here? Saying in the time past, you understood, you were there, you know what it is. We know better. That's why we're purpose driven. You think that I'm playing games with you when I look at some of you and say, don't do that, man, it's a dead end street. You're wasting your time, you're killing your life. You're stunting your growth. You're being robbed of your joy. You're becoming the mocking, laughing symbol of the world around you. You're going nowhere. It's a dead-end street. Give your heart to Jesus. We know better. Purpose-driven. Number two, we know how it ends. That's why we purpose-driven. He makes a statement in verse 7. He said, the end of all things is at hand. Believers know how it ends. The pagan world's got no idea. Like, well, I don't know. Live today, because tomorrow we're going to die. But we know how it's going to end. Jesus is going to come back. We're all going to end up in heaven. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that's going to be. We know how it ends. You may be looking at me right now and be only 30 years of age, and you're still looking for that proverbial rainbow and the box of gold at the end of the proverbial rainbow. You'll look for that all your life until you turn your heart to Jesus. But I promise you, there will come a time that your life on this earth is going to come to an end. Doesn't matter how much you love Mary Kay. I mean, you can put it all on you. I mean, I try and do the same stuff every now and again. I put cream on my face this morning. I did. You can't see it here, but I put cream on you and I dabbed you and I trimmed the extra eyebrow under my nose. I mean, I brushed my hair, I make myself. I mean, quite frankly, I think I look just terrific. But that's great news. The bad news, folks, the day is going to come. I can have $10 million to invest in cosmetic surgery. You can go and get your lip puffed out and your cheek taken out here and this extended and lift your nose to make you look better. I mean, do whatever it's called. I don't know all the proper names of it, but you can do it. Ladies, you can get your nails done, your toes done. You can trim this and cut that. I promise you, we know how it ends. That's why we're purpose-driven.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word, and we'll be back with his complete message, We Are Purpose-Driven, in just a moment. But Dr. Don insists we interrupt to remind you that we're available for you. We'd love to talk with you, pray with you. We're connecting so many people with this wonderful book called A Picture of End Times. If you can go to our website, tewonline.org, you'll discover that what many people feel is one of Dr. Wilton's greatest strengths is his understanding and the way he explains the end of the world. And we know it's coming. Matter of fact, just the other day, he was talking about the fact, is this the end of the world? Well, maybe. No, maybe yes. We just know that God is in control. And there are signs in Scripture that help us understand, literally, that give us a picture of end times. So anyway, if you're interested in that particular message and more from Dr. Wilton, visit us on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. And though we'd love to put resources in your hands, our greatest resource is something that's absolutely free, and that's the joy of praying with you and for you at the other end of 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And in this season of our world's life, our time on the phone praying together has tripled, and that's fine with us. We are happy to pray, happy to talk, happy to connect with resources at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Number three, we know what's expected of us. That's what he tells us in verse 7 through 11. I'm purpose-driven, you're purpose-driven, we believers are purpose-driven. Number one, because we know better. Been there, done that. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now, I'm going to put my own word in there, Steve. Purpose-driven, am I? We know better. We know how it ends. Jesus is coming. Life on this earth is not forever. We know what's expected of us. He outlines it here because he tells us from verse 7 through 11, it's powerful. Folks, I've got 10 points under that. We know what's expected of us because as believers, we're purpose-driven. Therefore, our behavior is governed. Our behavior, my behavior is governed because Christ lives in me. His Spirit governs me, helps me, guides me, gives me a wisdom I don't have and a strength that I don't have. Which means, in verse 7, we think straightly. We behave decently. See, we're not only self-controlled, but we're sober-minded. We love deeply, in verse 8. We include unselfishly. We're hospitable in a spiritual way. We serve accordingly. Verse 10, he said, we know where our gifts come from, and we use our gifts to serve others. Verse 11, we speak lovingly. We speak in a God-glorifying manner. That's why Christians' manner of speech is in a loving way, not in a vicious way. We know what's expected of us. That's why we are purpose-driven. We think straightly. We behave decently. We love deeply. We include unselfishly. We serve accordingly. We speak to one another and to others lovingly. That's why we are purpose-driven. It's powerful stuff. God changed my life, changed Bob's life, changed David Lindheim's life. Changed. I look around our congregations and I see so many of you in Genesis and so many of you here in the sanctuary and so many of I see so many of you. You know what this is about because you're purpose-driven. It's all over your life. It's all over my life. I didn't say we are perfect-driven. Gosh, do we make mistakes and behave foolishly and let God down and our fellow man all the time. But we've got a purpose in us. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We know better. We know how it ends. We know what's expected of us. But number four, we know where our blessings come from. We know I'm purpose-driven because I know where my blessings come from. In verse 14, he makes such a very powerful statement. He said, if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed. What is he saying here of us? He's affirming something and he's saying, listen, because you are a believer now that Jesus has come into your heart, you know where your blessings come from. Number one, regardless of who comes against us. Number two, regardless of what comes against us. Number three, regardless of why comes against us. We know that in all things and in all circumstances, we are content. We are blessed because we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. We know where our blessings come from, regardless of what life does for us. Somebody say amen today. Isn't that great? I said to my brother Bob, just a genuine question. I said to him last night, Bob, are you worried about going back? He looked at me, he said, absolutely not. It's my home. Sometimes I find myself having a grumble because my food didn't arrive quickly enough. We know where our blessings come from. And there's one more here. I just want to give these to you. This is rich. This is why we purpose-driven. Because we know better. Because we know how it ends. Because we know where our blessings come from. We know what's expected of us. There's one more. We know we're purpose-driven because we know how to lead. We know how to lead. We know we're purpose-driven because we know how to lead. If you go to chapter 5, I want you to take this with you. You go to chapter 5, 1 Peter. The whole of chapter 5 is about spiritual leadership based on God's call. You know, we love Paul and Stephanie so much, and that little boy of theirs, I mean, he's just a little gobbler, man. Love him to bits. And you know, I think of what God has done in your life. Paul, I remember years back, you know, I remember being in Asia with you on mission trips, and gosh, you were nothing but trouble. No, I didn't say it. True, isn't it? Yeah. And I mean, just this fireball, this young kid, you know, just filled with where, what, anything, Lord, you want me to do. And then he met just the most precious young lady, Stephanie. She is such a lovely, precious, beautiful person inside and out. And they fell in love with one another and got married here. And this last year, as they've been waiting, they are under appointment, and they are leaving us to a very extremely challenging part of the world. Very, very much. And they know it. They know it. That's where God's called them to go. And they have such joy. We're sending them out as a church. They joining this team, unprecedented, asking God, what is this all about? And you know what it's all about, Paul and Stephanie? It's about that point. We know how to lead because we've been called of God. Some of us get called to go back to our hometown like Bob Heaton. Some of us get called to go across the sea. Some of us get called to go to Japan. Some of us get called to go to other places that we can't even talk about. And others of us get called right in our own backyard. We in fact, the majority of us, right there where we live, it's right there in our own office, it's in our own work, it's at our own station, it's at our own schoolyard, it's the own courtyard, it's our own bridge at Green Street. It's all about this. We know how to lead. We're purpose-driven. I haven't done this, but what I want to do, what I want to do is I want to get on my knees, crawl around and say, Paul and Stephanie, please don't go. It's like, you know, Paul, you've been serving with our children and you two have been, I want to say, please don't leave us. Don't go. You don't have to go. Don't take that little boy over there. He's not even going to have anybody to play with, man. You know, and what about me? What about Chief? He can't leave me. You know, and what about your parents? And what about, you know, please, could you, man, you can serve the Lord here, man. Listen, man, we got people right here in this place that need Jesus. But God has called you to lead, and he's given you that. And it gets all the way down to this final point. And you can see my notes here. See all the ones I've got here that I'm skipping over. I'm just skipping over stuff here. I'm going to give you the last one about leading. We stand firm. Because right there in verse 9 of chapter 5, he says this. It's so powerful. He says, resist the devil, standing firm in your faith. That's what I want to show you. It's the standing firm. You helping us to stand firm. We're praying you will stand firm because we know you will, because Christ is in you and you're going with massive love and with support and with prayers. This is not a flimsy kind of like, bye, see you later, have a nice time. See you in 3 or 4 years when you have a sabbatical. This is every day, man. We got precious people like Miss Kathy who sends out a bulletin all the time. We've got constant, it's all the time. Our impact team, Steve Wise, the impact team, our church. This is an engagement. This is on. But the bottom line is stand firm because God's called you. God has sent you. You're purpose driven. You can't explain it. I can't explain it. It just is what it is. Is that you and me? You know that.
What a powerful message from Dr. Don Wilton. You know, if perhaps you've been challenged by the content of today's message about the understanding of Scripture in a fresh new way, perhaps there's also a challenge in your life, an understanding that you need to make a choice, you need to make a change. There is a course correction necessary. If so, we'd love to pray you through that course correction. And it all starts with knowing that you belong to Jesus Christ. You've been hearing Dr. Don as he's teaching and preaching, but I pray you, as he comes into the studio, listen for these last few moments as he just shares his heart.
God has spoken to you, hasn't he? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much.
Perhaps you've heard more than the unique accent of our pastor and teacher, Dr. Don Wilton, in his last moments on The Encouraging Word. Perhaps you've heard the calling of God to let you know that he loves you and he has a plan for your life. We'd love to be a part of the next steps in whatever that is in your life and your situation. Maybe you've just given your heart to Jesus. We have some wonderful resources to help you take the next steps along those lines. Maybe you've come back to Jesus, rededicated your heart, and you know this time you need to make some changes to follow a disciplined path to maybe connect to a local church to help you grow. We're ready to step in and help you in any of those ways, so give us a call. Most importantly, we can pray for you. 866-899-WORD is the phone number. That's 866-899-9673. And we're online as well, connecting at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. A great place you'll discover wonderful resources like this End Times Message. Here's Liz with all the details.
The world is rapidly coming to an end. We are seeing the Bible being fulfilled almost every day. Be careful who you watch and listen to. The world is full of false prophets. Hold fast to the Word of God. Give your heart to Jesus now. Join Dr. Don Wilton as he reveals biblical truths about end times in his message, A Picture of End Times. Plus, you will receive See You at the Finish, written by Dr. Wilton. Both of these ministry resources will be sent to you for your gift of $25 or more to The Encouraging Word. You will be inspired and encouraged to finish the race set before you. Call us at 866-899-9673 to request A Picture of End Times, plus See You at the Finish book today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Again, the number to call is 866-899-WORD, but much more than putting a great resource like The Picture of End Times or the See It to Finish line, our goal is to pray with you and for you. We'd love to encourage you. Give us a call. 866-899-9673 is the phone number. That's 866-899-9673. We're here 24 hours a day, not just now during the broadcast, and we would love to pray with you and for you. And connect online as well at tewonline.org. Tomorrow, Dr. Wilton's message on extravagant living. We'll know what that means as you join us then for The Encouraging Word.